let me, if you don't mind, being very generous with your time, but I wanted to just talk about your blog on spiritual robots replacing humanity by 2100. Mm-hmm. And just to briefly look at these, in April 2000, Douglas Hofstadter, Gidel Escher-Bach organized a conference at Stanford University to discuss the question, will spiritual robots replace humanity by 2100? Among the participants were Bill Joy, Ray Kurzweil, Hans Moravec, John Hall, and myself. The question was serious. I chose to answer the question by examining each word in the question, starting at the end, and so moving to some of those last definitions. One is humanity, and the central question coming as we advance into this age of spiritual machines is, what is humanity? And you've written on this quite a bit as well, that every new discovery in science almost every day brings some sort of invention or creation that changes the very notion of what it is to be human. And that's a central aspect of life today.
Yeah, it's things as simple as just last week, the computer finally beating a professional Go player.
Yeah.
Had long ago beaten most chess players, but Go having so many more degrees of freedom and possibilities was considered by many Go players as, you know, again, playing a distinctly human act that computers would not be able to, because it kind of required pattern recognition and almost intuition. But, you know, it's in a term that I call Turinged. All these things get Turinged, meaning that they get beaten, overtaken by computers. Go has gotten that. So suddenly, you know, in the list of things that make us human, we have to cross off can play Go.
Right.
and we have a long list that keeps getting shorter and shorter. And so the list of things that we think are distinctly and uniquely human is a list that is constantly having things crossed off. And that's at one level. And at the other level, we have inventions like, gene therapy and other cloning technology. And so if we can make clones, you know, if we're not so unique, if there's 500 copies of me, what does that say about my humanity?
Right.
And let alone the fact that we've had twins forever, but people are spooked out by that, and it forces them to redefine it. But even smaller things like Second Life, where we have online worlds and people have their own identity, and maybe they're going to do some bending of the gender, and all these things have impact on our own conception and identity of ourselves. And so, you know, and so there's hardly a day go by when our sense of who we are is not being challenged.
Right. And you also point out in one of the blogs that this is just increasing and is becoming more and more central, and also more and more something that affects the common person, such that you'll start to see headlines on CNN and on the New York Times and on the evening news about what is it to be human. And here's another, you know, discovery, another take, another version, another chink in our definition of humanity that just fell off the board.
Right.
And that's going to continue to increase.
And it's also, I have to say, it's not, by the way, not just sort of the uneducated or uninformed. I mean, there will come a time, not in our lifetimes, but there will come a time, maybe this century, when we might fork the genetic lines of humans. In other words, there might be people who, for religious or other reasons, believe that there's under no circumstances should we ever alter the human genome. And there'll be others who are going to be very ready to fiddle with and enhance and do whatever. And there may come a time when we have more than one species, so to speak, or more than one path. So it's no longer just sort of academic, and it's not just about the people who are slow. This will be a central question.
Yeah. Yeah. And as these robots come into being and continue to change the definition of what human is, then we're going to see, again, robots with placards, you know, am I a child of God? And others with placards, you know, cogito ergo sum. And it's going to become a very, very wild evening news.